Item number, SCP-5339. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. SCP-5339 is contained within a vertically extended humanoid containment cell decorated with the personal possessions of Mika Edem. All meals given to SCP-5339 must consist of soft, semi-solids such as applesauce, watermelon slices, or jam. SCP-5339 is to be given weekly English and ASL lessons on a rotational shift basis by selected researchers. Description: SCP-5339 is a 3-meter-tall tripodal organism whose cranium features a pair of 6-centimeter-wide eyes and a mouth used for mastication and crude vocalization. SCP-5339 has 3 legs which are spaced equidistantly from one another. Despite this, SCP-5339 has difficulty remaining stable for more than 15 seconds. Discovery. On March 12, 2013, Hannah Adim gave birth to a child, Mika Edem, who had developed an accessory arm underneath his left pectoral during the late stages of Mrs. Adim's pregnancy. Mika Edem was born in the St. Raymond Nonatus Hospital with expected complications, although Mika and Hannah Adim both recovered within a reasonable time period. 1 year after Mika Adim's birth, he disappeared due to unknown circumstances while on vacation with Mrs. Adim. Upon returning to her place of residence, Mrs. Adim located SCP-5339 in Mika Adim's room. Test log 5339-1, March 12, 2014. In order to determine how SCP-5339 relates to Mika Adim, a variety of tests were conducted. The following table lists Object 1, Object 2, and the result of the test. 1 cubic meter of grass and 1 cubic meter of assorted bovine flesh. SCP-5339 appears uninterested in the grass and sniffs the flesh before emitting a loud vocalization and retreating to the corner of its containment unit. Mika Adim's blanket, nearly severed for unknown reasons, or an undamaged blanket. SCP-5339 moves toward the nearly torn blanket and successfully tears it down the center with one of its legs and its jaw. SCP-5339 places one half of the blanket over its head and the other half underneath itself. A framed photograph of Hannah Adim and a tattered photograph of Will Adim, Mrs. Adim's husband, who expired 1 year previously. SCP-5339 approaches Will Adim's photograph with apparent interest. SCP-5339 grunts and moves to Mrs. Adim's photo. At the end of the test, SCP-5339 resisted the research staff who had attempted to remove Mrs. Adim's photo and slid the photo around the cell until a researcher grabbed SCP-5339's leg to allow another researcher to retrieve the photo. A photograph of Mika Adim and a photograph of SCP-5339. SCP-5339 pauses momentarily and then moves towards the image of Mika Adim. SCP-5339 lowers its head and pushes the image of Mika Adim with its snout. Addendum 5339-2, March 12, 2014. Dr. Green was instructed to retrieve certain objects from SCP-5339's containment cell once testing had concluded. While Dr. Green attempted to remove the cubic meter of assorted bovine flesh, SCP-5339 moved behind them and produced a vocalization similar to that of a child in distress. Dr. Green questioned SCP-5339, who paused, and then addressed Dr. Green as Ma. It is unknown whether or not SCP-5339 has awareness of what its vocalizations allude to. Further research is to commence. Test log 5339-1, March 15, 2014 through July 18, 2016. SCP-5339's potential for sapient thought can currently be approximated to that of a 1-year-old child. To improve SCP-5339's vocabulary and speech, weekly English lessons are implemented into SCP-5339's containment procedures. Lesson plans have been designed with the assistance of ASL and other nonverbal speech therapy methods. Please note that the following table only consists of notable lessons where SCP-5339 showed noticeable improvement. Lesson. The research staff joined SCP-5339 for a short period of time in its containment cell while being monitored by several Foundation security guards. Staff were instructed to assume a semi-formal disposition and verbally communicate frequently with one another. Result: SCP-5339 began emitting several vocalizations that research staff believed sounded significantly like mom, drink, toy, and food. Lesson. Research staff allowed SCP-5339 to play with a beach ball for 5 minutes before retrieving the ball and waiting to see if it requested for the ball to be given back. Result: SCP-5339 played with the ball for the entire allotted period of time. When the ball was retrieved, it showed signs of distress and attempted to kick it out of Dr. Green's hands. Eventually, SCP-5339 said, "Give ball," where they were then allowed the ball for the remainder of the day. lesson. Research staff requested a brief recreational meeting with SCP-5339 and its containment cell. SCP-5339 was given a cup of applesauce while the rest of the staff were given coffee. Result: SCP-5339 learned the words sauce, cup, person, and friend. Lesson: research staff placed several objects inside of SCP-5339's containment cell that it has not learned the name of. Research staff hoped that it may attempt to expand its own vocabulary by creating compound words. Result: SCP-5339 vocalized the phrases long animal to indicate a stuffed snake, talk metal to indicate a speaker, and bad water to indicate an image of an ocean. Addendum 5339-2, July 22, 2016. During a private meeting with Dr. Green, SCP-5339 vocalized their first complete sentence. After several indistinguishable grunts, SCP-5339 said, "Mommy, the water's too deep." Dr. Green promptly exited the containment cell, and SCP-5339 was provided with their beach ball and an additional serving of semi-solids.